Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Milt Bocek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Hopkins goes all the way around to score. Bonura moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson who is chasing the ball. Garms reaches third base with a triple. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. Two outs. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche takes first base on ball four. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma strikes out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Bocek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-0 in the game. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. Boken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Boken reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill McAfee now pitching. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocek hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill McAfee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAfee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. McAfee moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball towards left. Bocek catches it and throws to second to double up McAfee. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tiche hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-1 in the game. Conlon hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a fly ball into left field. Bocek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Bocek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. Bijma hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0-for-1 in the game. Grube hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McAfee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAfee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAfee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Boken moves to second. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 0-for-2 in the game. Bocek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Boken moves to third. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boken scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Les T.J. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. T.J. is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. T.J. hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. West is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 2 in the game. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conlon for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boken takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 0 for 3 in the game. Bocek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling scores. Boken moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 2 in the game. Bijma hits a line drive into center field. Conlon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Conlon. Garms moves to third. Bijma moves to second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Garms scores. Bijma scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Bill McAfee. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a fly ball into left field. Bocek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tiche hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-3 in the game. Conlon hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Swanson steals second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, West hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-to-5, White Sox. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Garms is called out on strikes. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bijma hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Conlon. Bijma reaches second base with a double. Campbell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-to-6 White Sox. Phil Galavan now pitching. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-3 in the game. Strange is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Grubb settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Grubb. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocek, who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. West hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conlon. West reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conlon, who is chasing the ball. Garms reaches third base with a triple. West scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.